We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The doors are open to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena as we are getting ready for hockey. A little bit less than 1 hour from now, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits will open up the 2019-2020 portion of their home season, taking on the Jacksonville Icemen, the team that they beat 4-3 in overtime last week. We are pleased to be joined by the president of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Steve Donner, who joins us here right in front of us. Thank you first so much for the hospitality. We've been very, very much enjoying all the stuff and the excitement around the team. This is going to be a big night.
It's going to be a big night, and I'd like to reciprocate and say thank you, ESPN Upstate, for being here all afternoon and covering us the way you have. It's been major league coverage all afternoon. Makes the event feel like a big league event, so we're so excited to have you and our overall relationship as well.
The affiliation with the Carolina Hurricanes is tremendous. I think this is something that was very much needed. We were talking about it earlier with Jordan on the broadcast, and it really seems like you guys kind of had to walk a little bit before you could run, and wanted to make sure everything was basically all intact before you had a major affiliation. And now that you have that, you have the ability to run your team the way you want to.
Oh, this has been a dream affiliation so far. I mean, Carolina had such a great year. They became a national story last year. Certainly captivated a lot of non-hockey fans in the region, which is what we're all about, right? Trying to grow hockey. And to have the opportunity to have Carolina's farm system, both us, their AAA team, and Charlotte, all in the same region, what a unique opportunity. And we're so excited to be part of it. And like you say, it's changed our media attention in the marketplace. It's changed our ability to put a team on the ice that's more competitive. So it's just at the beginning, but we're delighted to be partners of the Hurricanes.
Well, have you noticed what he's done about three or four times just in the 5 minutes you've been standing here?
On the phone.
not that.
Yeah, true.
There's been probably four people who have come up, shook your hand, given you hugs. It really feels like a friends and family environment. Talk about how important that is for you and what the Swamp Rabbits are doing in the community to build more of that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you've hit it right in the head. In a non-traditional market, we have to develop fans literally one at a time. And one of the ways we do that is we try to be very active in the community. I try to be very responsive to our fans. I watch our social media. If fans have a comment or a complaint, I try to get on it right away. Build my relationships with our fans, on a first-name basis. My cell phone's listed. I take calls. I take texts late at night. And that's not just me. It's our entire organization. So, it starts from the top down. Doug Heinzer and I have made it quite clear to our entire organization that for us to be successful here, we have to be part of the community from top to bottom, and we try to set a good example.
Yeah, the biggest part, as we're talking with Steve Donner, president of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, is, like you said, growing that family. How do you make people like this guy over here, who doesn't know a blue line from a clothesline, how do we turn these people who might be hockey novices into puckheads?
I tell you, the easiest and quickest way is to get down here and see the event, because it sells itself. It's 2.5 hours. It's not 5 hours long. It's not, it's 2.5 hours. It's action. It's music. It's physicality. Tremendous, athletic ability, and whether you like the action, whether you like the food, whether you like the music, or an occasional fight. We really have it all, and the best way to really see it and enjoy it is to be here to see it for yourself.
Well, one of the best ways to make a hockey fan is to hook them while they're young.
Absolutely.
And especially for parents who have a hard time getting a child to stay still for, an hour and a half or 3 hours for a game when they're in the arena. What have you got going on for kids tonight in the arena right now and just in general involved with the team?
Sure. Well, every night we have fun stuff going on. Right as the doors open, we actually have, it's not Easter time, but we actually have an Easter egg hunt going on with special prizes and golden eggs, throughout the concourse that our mascot Stomper put out there. We have, face painting zones. We have, and during the course of the game, we have air guitar, dance for your dinner, all kinds of things to have the kids really participate and have some fun.
I'm just now getting the whole egg rabbit connection now.
I took that.
That's
long?
That's how dense I am. You know, I'm very hard headed. I'm like a hockey player. I'm like your fourth grit line guy. Just put me out there and tell me to hit somebody. I'm not very offensively inclined. So that one, I'm getting it now, Steve.
You know, it's all coming together.
Now, if only we can actually get some pucks in the net. That's the way it works. And the thing about it too is it's an affordable way to involve yourself in this community, an affordable way to involve yourself with the entertainment of this community. And, you know, $10 gets you in the building, and you're close. I mean, you're on top of it. And that's the thing, that the best way to learn this sport is not to sit up in the 400 or 500 section of the PNC Arena. Right. It's to watch it right here up close and personal. You can see the line changes. You can see the tape-to-tape passing. You can see all the stuff around the arena that you want to see. This is the way to learn this game.
It's the way to learn it, you know, and again, I don't think even at the beginning, you don't even have to learn it.
Of course.
You know, just come out and experience it. I think, you know, the experience of a Swamp Rabbits game, win or lose, is just a lot of fun. And you think of all the wonderful events that come down to this arena, you know, you're not going to come to an event for the prices that we charge. Tonight, for example, we had a family four-pack, you know, four tickets and a $25 dinner back in Antonio's. I don't mean to be a plug. For $60. So,
wow.
You know, the tickets itself, probably about $35 for a family of four, and you get to feed your family after the game or this weekend, you know, on another night. So we try to make it affordable. And, again, I think dollar for dollar, what a great entertainment proposition here in Upstate.
Where's your favorite place in this arena to sit and watch a game? Do you like to be up in the box? Do you like to be close?
I like to be over in the corner, a little bit above the net. You know, that's sort of like the scouting position in hockey because you can see the whole rink unfold. And we've got the upper deck level here, you know, almost right on top of the goal. So it allows me to sort of sneak away for about 20 minutes at a time where I can sort of quietly watch the game.
Blue line where the home team shoots twice. That's my favorite. Just because
especially
when you're on a power play, you want to be able to be right there where the action is, and it allows you to really see the game from a different perspective. Let's talk on the ice with Steve Donner, the president of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. What have you noticed about this team? I know it's only one game in. But what have you noticed about this team that's different about the teams you've had in the past?
Well, I think our depth, you know, the depth that we have this year compared to last year, you know, is major, major difference, number one. Number two, you know, when you talk about a winning team, it always starts with leadership, doesn't it? Mm. You know, and so last year, you know, we had some leadership. This year we're able to really grow our leadership group to maybe five or six guys. It's not just one, not just two. And so, you know, we have leaders on every line. So we have depth, you know, we have leadership. I think our coaching is a year smarter and better. Great goaltending, you know, everything. Championship teams start from the back, as they always say. So I'm really excited that, you know, we were close last year. We lost 26 games by one goal, you know, and we have the depth, you know, and the leadership, I think, to turn that around for this year.
I know when we were talking with Jordan Coons earlier, the way that the product has changed at the ECHL level. You know, I used to go to games with the Missouri Mavericks in Kansas City and other couple of places. And there were, you mentioned the fights. There was fight-laden. It was more of a gritty-type style. This style now with the league now more mirrors the top product, mirrors the professional product about as much as it ever has been in its history. Why is that?
I think it's sort of a directive as we've aligned ourselves to be more of a developmental league for the National Hockey League. You know, we have to sort of play more like their system and we're getting better talent. Like this league now is so much faster than it was even like 3 years ago. At training camp, I couldn't believe the tempo of play. So I think, you know, immediately you have those type of athletes and, you know, you've got NHL draft picks playing an NHL style of play. And the coaches are trying to get to the next level, so they're trying to emulate what's going on at the NHL level. So I think, you know, the influence of the NHL as a developmental partner has been probably our biggest reason.
Of course, we're talking with Steve Donner, the president of Greenville Swamp Rabbits here on ESPN Upstate. Second season under Kevin Kerr. Again, I know you kind of gave him, a rough patch to work with last year, but how do you feel like he's connected now with this brand-new club?
Well, the thing about this year's club, this is totally Kevin's team.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he had to rework a lot of, you know, roster moves last year that he inherited, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, and over the course of this summer, you know, he's molded this team in his image with the help of our NHL partners. And so I think I'm excited for him. I think this is his first full season where he can say, I've got my guys out there.
Understand it. Last one for you. I just want to I know that Montreal, when they had baseball, for like the first couple of years, they used to have these little placards where they would give these to fans who didn't know anything about baseball. If you could do that in an auditory sense, for somebody who might be coming into this building for the first time, give them one or two things to look for when they're trying to watch the game for the first time.
Well, you know, there's going to be whistles. There's going to be stoppages in play, and then naturally the question is going to be why. You know, so there's two rules right off the bat, you know, we could talk about. They're easy to follow. You know, one is icing, and that is there's a red line in hockey. It sort of separates the rink into two halves. You know, if a team has the puck behind that red line and they shoot it all the way down into the goalie zone, the goal line, it's icing. You got to bring it back for a faceoff. So our coaches stress, get across that red line. If you're going to dump it in, get across the center line before you dump it in. So that's an easy one.
You thought icing was something you put on a cupcake.
And it is in many cases.
Yeah.
The second one, I think, is offsides. And, you know, offsides in hockey compared to soccer is a lot easier to figure out. Soccer
right.
is a moving target, which, you know, I love the game, and it's tougher to explain. But, you know, in hockey, the simple rule is the team with the puck, the guy with the puck, has to get across that line first. None of his teammates can get in ahead of him. So whoever is the puck carrier, that puck has to cross the line before the rest of our team does, or they blow it down for a faceoff and they start over.
Now explain, Diesel, how you do the left wing lock.
How much time do we have?
I don't have enough time. Steve Donner, the president of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Again, you guys have been fantastic. You've been hospitable. I told this to Doug earlier. I said I'd be a season ticket holder if I lived here permanently. And I said that. So and that's not my decision. If that happens, you're gonna get a call from me.
Well, I'll be talking to Steve and Mark, and we'll see if we can work this out a little bit.
See, there you go. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Good luck tonight.
Guys, thanks so much for being here all afternoon. We really appreciate it.
That is Steve Donner, the president of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits here on ESPN Upstate. It is a big night in Greenville for hockey. It's also a big night in the Upstate for high school football. Dorman versus Burns. Big matchup coming up on our air tonight. We're going to talk to the man who will call it from the Burns perspective, Cole Bryson. He'll join us next. Willie P. and Diesel, we are live at Bon Secours Wellness Arena on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to Bon Secours Wellness Arena. We are closing in on Greenville Swamp Rabbits hockey. Again, programming note, that game tonight, again, we're going to be airing a select schedule of Swamp Rabbits action on ESPN Upstate this season. That does not include tonight's contest. Tonight's contest will actually air on our sister station, 106.3 WORD. We will be putting that game on tonight with coverage coming up about a half hour from now with Jordan Coons at 6:50 with the pregame there. Tonight, though, we'll be talking on ESPN Upstate about the big, big rivalry game in the Upstate. That is Burns and Dorman. And it's happening tonight at Nixon Field. And, of course, we are the home for Burns Rebels football. It is ESPN Upstate. And with that, it is our opportunity to bring in from Nixon Field the man who calls the games for Burns, and that is Cole Bryanston. He joins us on ESPN Upstate. How are things, Cole? I'm sure you are very excited about this tilt. This is one we've kind of had circled on the calendar from the very beginning.
It is, man. A little more crowded than usual here at Nixon Field at 6:22 on a Friday on both sides, not just the Burns side, but the Dorman side, just as crowded. I mean, you look across, and the Burns away section isn't the biggest. It's pretty tall, but Dorman's already got it filled up close to 50%. So you expect that tonight, and the atmosphere already is feeling like a big-time game will. And we're still, you know, an hour away from kick, and a lot of fans already filing in.
Obviously, this is a game that Dorman won a year ago. These two teams come in without a blemish. This was something, obviously, last week Burns was able to make quick work of their opponent Malden, holding the Mavericks to just 23 yards. This is a step up in class, certainly. What does Burns have to do to basically curtail this Dave Gutschall squad?
Tell you what, it's easier said than done. I mean, they are so good at so many things, are the Dorman Cavaliers. You look at the two teams, compared side by side, Will, are almost identical on the stat sheet in yards per game offensively, yards allowed defensively. So both offenses are very good. Both defenses are very good, Will, and everybody's been talking about that. Everybody knows that. But I think one important thing to note about this matchup tonight is Dorman is very sound special teams-wise. When you talk to people that have seen Dorman, sound, crisp, are words they are used that are used to describe this Dorman team. If Burns cannot figure out how to not kick it to Dorman on these opening kickoffs, to guys who can return it like Kendall Norman and Ty Lindsey and Cohen, guys that are really dangerous, you got to remember, not one time this season has Burns been credited for a touchback. Not one time has Burns put the ball through the end zone. So that's definitely something to look at. Dorman's returned a few to the house. Dorman, however, has been able to, about 80% this season, put them through the end zone, or at least in high school, all you have to do is put them in the end zone. It's in a touchback. But Burns has failed to do that this year at all. So if special teams really comes into play and Dorman takes one to the house, that could be a big factor in tonight's contest.
Cole Bryanston, voice of the Burns Rebels at Nixon Field tonight. This is the biggest game in the state, and, you know, it's obvious that these are two teams that could once again meet again in the postseason. What is at stake tonight as far as control of their destiny, control of the region, and what it means for the victor tonight?
Well, the winner of this game has the driver's seat in Region 2 5A, and both teams, their next two opponents, both teams are expected to win the last two games. The meat of the schedule for both teams is in the past and is present, but the next two games, both teams are expected to win. So the region winner will be the one seed, obviously, and they will be dropped down to the lower portion of the bracket. The second place finisher of Region 2 will stay up at the upper portion of the 5A football bracket, which would allow these two teams to meet in the upper state championship on November 29th. So you want to be able to win this game to be able to win the region and, you know, have home field advantage in the playoffs. But you know what? There's a lot of talk and a lot of people that agree, you know, with what I've said. I don't think this is our last meeting between these two teams. When you look at the rest of the upstate and the region, and the other regions, I think these are clearly the best two teams in the state. Yes, they could have an off night, but I think it's very clear that these two teams are far and above everyone else, and I think on November 29th we will see Dorman and Burns again.
Of course, we're talking, of course, about all the stuff going on in the state. We talked about this last week with regards to Rajay Harris, what needs to happen for him to secure the Mr. Football Award in the state of South Carolina. Big performance tonight could go a long way in assuring that.
It absolutely could. You know, the best thing about last week for Rajay Harris was he rushed for 125 yards through a quarter and a half. In the second half of the second quarter and the second half of the ball game, we never saw Rajay Harris again. So he was on the sideline, on the bench late in the second quarter. He stayed on the bench. You know, he was battling a little bit of an injury going into the Malden game, but to be able to rest him in the second half will pay dividends to be able to have him come back this week. Reggie Shaw says that he has practiced very well this week, as has the rest of the team, but to have him healthy is key. And like you talked about, Will, you know, this offense goes where Rajay goes. I mean, he's been so good this season. You expect, if Burns wins this thing tonight, you got to expect Rajay to have a big game.
How do the Rebels win this game, Cole?
Well, I think they've got to take care of the football, and I think they have to win the field position battle. You know, a lot of games this season, Burns has had really, really good field position. Tonight, they will not have really, really good field position. I can promise you that, because Dorman's special teams unit won't allow it. Burns will have to go 80, 90, sometimes maybe even 100 yards, depending on punts and how the ball lands. Burns will have to go a long ways. We saw last week against Malden, they did have the ball on the 20-yard line, and, you know, in two plays went 80 yards. So, you know, they can do it, but Malden's defense and Dorman's defense a lot different. Dorman's not going to give them a bunch of short fields to work with. They're going to have to really go 80-plus yards tonight, a lot of the ball game, in my opinion, in order to score on Dorman.
Of course, we're going around everything else going on across the upstate now with Cole Bryson, our high school update on the evening. Let's look at what's going on. The team that Burns played last week, Malden, has to go on the road in a big region game at Spartanburg. If Spartan High loses, they'll drop to 1-4 in region play, and their playoff hopes are basically dashed. The Vikings are coming off a 44-37 loss to Boiling Springs. This is huge for both teams.
It's huge. You know what? This is a game that, if you're Spartanburg, that loss last week, how will it sit with the players? If Spartanburg goes into this game with a little bit of, you know, a mentality of, well, if we get down in this game, it's over. If they were, in air quotes, to pack it up, you could see Malden really run the ball and dominate this game like they have before. But I don't think you'll see that. I think you'll see a Spartanburg team and a Malden team that both have a lot to fight for. Both are still looking to get in the playoffs. As you mentioned, Will, if you're Spartanburg, you lose this game, you drop to 1-4 in region, that is huge. That is not good for Spartanburg and the Chris Miller-led Vikings. So this is a must-win. If you don't win this game, your playoff chances are pretty much done. So you got to win tonight if you're Spartanburg, but this is no slouch Malden team. Yeah, Burns handled them last week, but Burns is a step up. Malden has, against these middle-pack teams, Malden has played very good, and Spartanburg's a middle to lower-pack team in this region, and I expect Malden to get the running game going, set that play action up, and Harry Cavendish's squad to be able to move the ball through the 20s tonight. Will they be able to finish? Will Spartanburg be able to finish? That's something the Vikings have not done well this season, is finish in the red zone. I think this one could come down to the wire as well. And you know what? I'm leaning Spartanburg, but I wouldn't be surprised if Malden wins either.
Our man Delvin from Fountain End told us he was heading to the Boiling Springs Hillcrest game. Momentum for Boiling Springs after knocking off Spartanburg. A down Hillcrest squad. This should be Bulldogs easily, unfortunately, for our man Delvin.
It should, and the thing about it is it looked like Boiling Springs found something last week to work with. You know, this has been a very big turn from where they started. Boiling Springs started the season with a new coordinator. They said, we're going to run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. What did they do last week? They threw the ball, threw the ball, threw the ball. Jalen Donald was terrific. I believe 6 touchdowns last week in the win for Boiling Springs. So it looks like they found something offensively with Jalen Donald at quarterback and McFadden at running back. I expect them to lean on that heavily tonight. I do like Boiling Springs on the road at Hillcrest. Hillcrest has struggled this season. They have not had the season they would like to have had, but I don't think it matters. I think Boiling Springs has a little bit of confidence. Their playoff hopes all of a sudden are alive, and I think they go on the road tonight and get a win.
Interesting contest here. Greenville Travelers Rest. This should be one that probably didn't think that this was one that would be a matchup that you looked at before the season. What do you see here?
Well, I see two really good offenses. And I tell you what, I see two really up-and-coming coaches as well. I mean, you look at what Greg Porter has done only in his first year at Greenville, came over from Hillcrest, the team we were just talking about. He's really got the Red Raiders playing in a very fun style of offense to watch. But if you look across at Travelers Rest, the Devil Dogs also have a little bit of grit offensively and a little bit of pop offensively. I think this will be a high-scoring game. I think both offenses, Greenville and Travelers Rest, will be able to move the ball and score. Whatever defense can come up with a turnover, Will, I think, is the team that wins.
Yeah, it's odd, you know, with both of these teams trying to rebuild. It's obvious when you look at at teams that are trying to do kind of the same thing. I think about Spartan High. I think what they're trying to do as far as their rebuild goes. I even think about a place like Northwestern, a little bit further up away from the upstate and closer to the Charlotte area. They are proof that it is possible to rebuild, and especially if you have patience.
That's right. And you know what? In high school football, people don't like to have patience. You look around the upstate, Will, and you've seen a good example lately of kids transferring. And you know what? Just to be honest, 10, 15 years ago, that didn't happen as much as it does now. So, you know, you're right. You have to have patience. And when these rebuilds happen, they're not fun. They're not fun for the players. They're not fun for the coaches especially, and not for the fans either. So, you know, there are several teams that are going through those rebuilds. Greer, one of those teams, you know, with a new quarterback this year and a lot of injuries. But I think, you know, when you go through that process, you have to just trust the process. I know it's cliche, but you have to trust the process and trust the program and the process that the coach has implemented.
Number 6 team in 4A Eastside having to go on the road tonight at Blue Ridge. Last game we will feature. How do you feel about Eastside on the road?
Well, again, this is another example of both teams have good offenses, but I'm really leaning more towards Eastside, kind of like 70-30%, like a 70-30 lean. I feel really confident in Eastside. Eastside's been able to move the ball a lot this season. They have a very good offense and a very good coach and a quarterback who has really progressed and one of the best quarterbacks in the area. I like Eastside tonight.
That is our man Cole Bryson joining us here on ESPN Upstate. We'll have the call of the action coming up later on tonight, 7 o'clock for the pregame, as Burns and Dorman are set to square off. It should be a lot of fun tonight at Nixon Field, Cole. You know, if I wasn't here in the beautiful Bon Secours Wellness Arena, I'd be making my way to Duncan to try and see if I can get there at least for the second half. But unfortunately, I'm precluded. We'll have to root in spirit. How about that?
We appreciate it, Will. We'll talk to you soon, man.
That is Cole Bryson joining us here on ESPN Upstate. Again, you hear the ambient noise. We are here at Bon Secours Wellness Arena, Greenville and Jacksonville, getting set to square off here tonight. Puck drop at 7. We've been here all afternoon with all of our shows on ESPN Upstate, getting ready for that. Fans are going around and mulling around the concourse, expecting a very nice big crowd, and folks inside looking forward to the first home game in the brand-new affiliation with the Carolina Hurricanes in the ECHL affiliation there. We'll come back and take our last look at the football for the weekend with South Carolina and Clemson. Gamecocks taking on Florida and Clemson traveling to Louisville. Willie P. and Diesel here with you on Bon Secours Wellness Arena on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are here inside Bon Secours Wellness Arena. It is Greenville Swamp Rabbits Hockey getting you ready for that on our sister station, 106.3 WORD, with pregame coverage a little bit less than 10 minutes from now. Puck drop at 7:05. Still time for you to make your way over here to the arena. $12 tickets if you come in here at the door. Very inexpensive evening and lots of great hockey to bring you here. The first time we get to say, as the ECHL affiliate of the Carolina Hurricanes, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits taking on Jacksonville tonight. And as we are seeing people kind of walk through the concourse, Diesel, it is a who's who of different hockey sweaters and paraphernalia.
It is. As somebody who considers himself a people watching aficionado,
yes,
this is a whole different crop of folk who come to these things. And so, I mean, I'm looking at Boston Bruins jersey. I'm looking at Chicago Blackhawks jerseys. I'm seeing all kinds of jerseys.
Dude in front of us has a Penguins jersey. I saw somebody wearing an Islanders Billy Smith sweater earlier, which I gave him a nice howdy hi.
We saw even a Michigan hockey sweater.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of people. I mean, there's a line still at the door. People trying to get in here.
A lot of Hartford Whalers uniform stuff as well from that perspective too. So people are coming into this arena with different loyalties, which we love to see.
And loyalties again, to hockey.
I just watched that. That's the thing. It's the hockey, I think, more than anything, you see this in football, especially because when people say things like with the football games in Europe, the games that are taking place in London, you see the crowds in those games, and you see them kind of have all the different uniforms represented inside the stands. That's kind of what it feels like here.
Yeah.
You have people who are bonded by hockey. And I think that's the one thing. Hockey is as much a familial sport as any out there. And I think it reinforces the love of the game for people. People just want to come out and have the opportunity to see some good hockey. And we hope to have that tonight. We hope to have the Greenville Swamp Rapids win as they take on the Icemen tonight. They did win the opener against these two teams. 4-3 victory for Greenville in the opening game that took place 6 days ago in Jacksonville. The way that they do it is they have the home-and-home with these two. They allow Jacksonville to get its home opener on Sunday night, and then they come back on Saturday the following week, or Friday the following weekend, rather, and have that home opener for Greenville. They're actually going to play three games in 3 days, so you have the game tonight, and then you have a home-and-home with the Atlanta Gladiators. So they'll be in Atlanta tomorrow in Duluth, and then they'll come back here, play a Sunday matinee, 3:05. So if you are at a high school game tonight or on your way to a high school game and don't have an opportunity to come out tonight, you have another chance on Sunday, 3:05. Hey, the Panthers are off. Why not? Come on out, watch some hockey here at the Well.
You know, and I may just have to be here Sunday at 3 o'clock. I'll
you have
be back
to.
In town on Sunday, so I may just come catch a game.
I'll be ready, baby. You and I will have to go and take in one of these on our own, or do another live show here at the arena. I'm sure the folks here at the Well would appreciate that. Meanwhile, tomorrow it is college football on the menu. South Carolina taking on the Florida Gators. Clemson at Louisville. Again, that Clemson-Louisville coverage begins with the Ingles College Football pregame show on our sister station, 93.3 The Planet, with pregame at 7 a.m., bright and early with Mark Ryan, Fat Boy and Nine. I keep always wanting to say Tech Boy, not Fat Boy. I don't know why I want to say that. It's because I think of Tech Nine.
Tech Nine, the rapper?
Yeah, so I think of Tech Nine, so I'm thinking of Tech Boy instead.
I didn't know you were that deep into the hip-hop world.
Oh, what? I dabble in the hip-hop world. I have some old Biggie Smalls tapes.
Name three rappers, not Tupac, Biggie, or Dre, or Eminem.
Name three rappers. Snoop.
Okay.
There's Snoop. There's one. You wouldn't call Nas a rapper, no.
Yeah, Nas is
Nas
a rapper.
Nas a rapper, so that's two. You count Nas as a rapper. And
name one that's not over the age of 35.
Over the age of 35?
Yeah.
The Game.
Okay.
There you go.
Patrick, we're going to need you to look up The Game's age.
The Game is not 35, I don't think. The Game rapper, 1979.
The Game is 39 years old.
Ouch.
Sorry. But that's the, I mean, I like old school rap. What's
like,
wrong with that?
Lil Nas X.
Yes.
Lil Boosie. You got to name the young guys.
I don't do the young kids music. That's what I don't do. I don't do any of the young kids music. I don't do any of these children's songs, you know. I don't do the Old Town Road. That's not me.
So you're neck deep in hip hop knowledge. Yeah, I can tell.
So stop it. Just stop it already. Be neck deep in knowledge of what's going on with the Clemson Tigers and Louisville Cardinals. Again, earlier in the week, as we usually do on Tuesdays, we have Matt Connolly, the Clemson beat writer for the state newspaper, and of course Colin Taylor of Gamecock Central. They kind of give us our insight into what is going on inside these teams that we might not be able to see on the surface. But one thing that Matty C had to say with us earlier this week is that this team has taken on a brand new persona, this team that Clemson will see with Louisville under first-year head coach Scott Satterfield.
I believe in Scott Satterfield, first of all, when you look at the job that he did at App and what he did with that program. Not that it wasn't already a good program, but he just kind of the job he did, getting them as competitive as they were at the FBS level and the great year they had last year, kind of the foundation he left them to continue that success this year. I thought that he would turn Louisville into a really good team eventually and one of the better teams in the ACC. I'm a little surprised to see them 4-2 at this point of the year. I just thought that, you know, with what they were left with Bobby Petrino leaving and kind of the roster shambles the way it was, that it would take a little more time than this. So really impressed by the job he's doing. I think offensively in particular, they can kind of give team some trouble. I just think they're maybe – I thought they'd be decent this year in Satterfield's first year, and I think they're even a little ahead of schedule of what I expected out of them.
This is Matt Connolly talking about Scott Satterfield, and you and I have talked about it over the course of this week, Diesel. This is a team that could be among those next when it comes to this group because of the fact that there are a lot of people who wonder whether or not there will be a contender, whether it will come out of the Atlantic, whether it will come out of the Coastal Division. There needs to be somebody who stands up to the massiveness that Clemson has brought to the table. Louisville could be amongst those next teams that are a part of that group.
Well, the day will come, despite what fans wearing orange-colored glasses believe, the day will come when Clemson will falter a little bit, and that day has been pushed back by the total ineptitude of the ACC so far over the past 5 to 7 years. But Louisville very well could be that team. You know, if they can turn this thing around, right the ship, Scott Satterfield has a history of doing that. So look out. Look out for the Cardinals.
And certainly the one thing that he has got the Cardinals back to doing is identifying an identity, something they did not have under Bobby Petrino last year. Matt Connolly has identified, and most people have. When you look at this Louisville team, it's all about running the football.
I do think they're a pretty good running team. They've got some skill. You know, they didn't just inherit an empty roster. They've got some redshirt freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors that could play on that team and that are capable of putting together drives and having some offensive success. And you've seen that this year. So, you know, I think it's an offense that has some playmakers, has some quick, shifty guys that can make you miss in space. And Clemson did a nice job tackling against Florida State. That was probably, as far as defensively, the most impressive thing I saw over the weekend was just how well they were tackling in space and getting some of those really good athletes that Florida State has. And they'll need to continue that this weekend against Louisville to make sure they're not in another dogfight like they were the last time they went on the road.
Interesting thing from Clemson was that they looked like themselves for the first time in 2019. I think that despite the fact that they won their first five contests, there were times of uncertainty, there were times of eh. Trevor Lawrence had his lumps early in the season. And of course, when you think about the game against North Carolina, that left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths. But when you look at it right now, this team is playing on all cylinders. They have certainly looked more the part after last week than the part that they looked the first five games of the season.
Well, we've seen it the last 3-4 years in a row. Clemson has had that moment where they have inexplicably faltered, and they've every now and again they've dropped a game where they've come very close to dropping games. But you know, the thing in past seasons is Clemson has held that to one game, one appearance. This year, for the first 4 weeks of the season, it looked like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's certainly
which is more, very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, certainly more encouraging to see what they have done over the course of the last week, and we'll see if that keeps itself up this upcoming weekend at Louisville. Meanwhile, for South Carolina, they're trying to maintain their emotions after a big victory over the weekend when they defeated the Georgia Bulldogs, 20-17 in overtime between the hedges. The opponent does not falter this week. There's certainly that much expected of them coming into Williams-Brice Stadium. As we said, the rain will be a significant factor this weekend. We expect it, at least, at Williams-Brice Stadium. South Carolina taking on Florida. The one thing that South Carolina has brought to the table, not only since the bye week, but since after the Missouri game, a remade defense. Colin Taylor of Gamecock Central said, there is one guy who is the reason why South Carolina remade what they wanted to do with a 4-3 defensive scheme.
First of all, I think if you had told me at the beginning of the year that Sherrod Green was going to be a linchpin of this defense, I don't think I would have believed you just because he did struggle a lot last year. But, yeah, it's been a pretty positive change. They're getting a lot of guys. They're stopping the run because they're loading the box with seven guys in there, and they have some really good corner play that's kind of locked things down. So I think it's just kind of been wholesale. The defensive front's been pretty good all season, and they figured some pieces out in the back end with R.J. Roderick and then that safety spot. Bringing another guy into the box has certainly helped. Sherrod Green's playing his best football, arguably of his career right now.
And that's a guy who they've wanted to get on the football field. The fact that Georgia uses a lot of personnel where they don't necessarily spread it out as much as other teams do allowed them to play a lot more 4-3. They won't be able to do that as much this weekend against the Florida Gators, so they'll have to try and find some ways to get Sherrod in there. Meanwhile, the recipe for victory is very much a carbon copy from last week to this, according to CT.
They need to force turnovers. South Carolina came into the Georgia game with a, I want to say minus one or minus two turnover margin, and they forced four turnovers. I didn't think they had one. So you'll leave that game with a plus four turnover margin. You're now plus on the year, and that's the sign of a good defense, that when they won nine games Muschamp's second year, they were forcing turnovers. They were, you know, not turning the ball over, and that's what they need to do to win games, not only against Florida, but against Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Clemson later on in the year. A lot like what it looks like against Georgia. You stop the run, you make draft beat you, and you force turnovers. If you can do that, then you have a pretty good shot to win that football game.
And it's Colin Taylor from earlier this week here on ESPN Upstate. And again, those two will recap all the action with us on Tuesday in the upcoming week. We are getting closer and closer to puck drop time here at the Well, also closer to Burns Rebels football right here on ESPN Upstate. If you're looking for the game broadcast of Greenville and Jacksonville, you can find it on our sister station, 106.3 WORD. What was left on the cutting room floor going into the weekend, we will tell you next. Willie P and Diesel at the Well on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody involved with the broadcast today, not just our on-site engineer, Chris, but, you know, this type of event takes a lot of people to kind of put on. It also takes a lot of the cooperation from folks inside the organization to really bring a prompt. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun having a lot of people here over the course of the last couple of days. Talking about hockey, getting you ready for the broadcast this weekend, and also getting you ready for our partnership with the Swamp Rabbits as it enters a much larger scale. One of the big parts about that is that the voice of the Swamp Rabbits, Jordan Coons, and our own Patrick Brown will be starting a podcast once Patrick gets off his honeymoon. Patrick, I know you're very, very excited about this venture that will give a closer look to hockey folks in the upstate of what's going on with our Swamp Rabbits.
Yeah, Jordan and I are still kind of shop working this idea, but we really wanted to do a podcast because we did have the Rabbits Report, but now that's on Mark Ryan's show Offside. So we kind of figured, hey, let's still do a podcast. Let's still get this ship going because we love hockey. We love hockey, especially up in the upstate of South Carolina. And we really believe in the Swamp Rabbits team because everything has gone in the right direction for them in the offseason. They got a lot of good offseason players. The affiliation with the Hurricanes is a massive, massive get, especially because the Checkers just won the AHL Cup last year. It's just nothing but up for the Swamp Rabbits, and you kind of have to feel that. So it's going to be about ECHL, AHL, and NHL because that's what we like and that's what we're interested in.
Want to at least throw out there for our friend Finns fan JP. He wanted us to mention number two recruit in the nation via ESPN, Desmond Evans, committing to North Carolina, if he cares. I just wanted to make sure he heard that because he wanted to make sure that his fighting Mac Brown's got some recognition for that here today. No Alvin Kamara for the Saints this weekend when they take on the Bears. No Jared Cook for Chicago either in that big matchup that'll take place at Soldier Field this weekend. Big divisional implications for that one if you are a Carolina Panthers fan, of course, rooting up for that NFC South. That's our time today. Thanks again to Patrick back in our studios. Thanks to Kristen as well here at the arena. Thanks to Diesel. And thanks to you for listening. Again, our programming will go like this evening. If you're looking for Swamp Rabbits hockey, 106.3 WORD is your source for that. Also, the radio.com app. Coming up next right here on ESPN Upstate, it is Burns Rebels football. Big game in the region. Burns versus Dorman. Our pal Cole Bryson has the call of that next. Willie P saying, so long, South Carolina. We'll talk to you Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.